Another riot has broken out at Belfast City Hall, this time overturning the iconic building different colours on special days. Last night, the council voted to light the City Hall green on St Patrick's Day, orange and purple for Orange Fest, red and pink for Valentine's Day, and rainbow colours for Gay Pride. However, the Ulster Unionist councillors say it came as a major disappointment when red, white and blue lighting for the Queen's official birthday and red and black lighting to mark Remembrance Day did not get supported. The Ulster Unionist councillor Bob Stoker with us this morning. Morning to you, Bob.
Good morning.
Good morning, Bob. And the Alliance councillor Maura Hendrum with us today. Morning, Maura.
Good morning, Stephen.
Good morning. And the Sinn Féin councillor Jim McVeigh. Morning, Jim.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. Bob, what's the problem here?
I think the problem is that, you know, nationalists yet again failed to recognise the Britishness of Belfast City Hall. You know, whenever they can support proposals for the Chinese New Year, red and yellow, Polish Independence Day, red and white, and yet they can't recognise two things that are very important to the vast majority of people in Belfast, and that's the official celebration of the Queen's birthday and Remembrance Sunday.
Is this really helpful? Is this going to be another row around the City Hall? Is this really mature?
No, but you'll have to ask that question to those people who wouldn't support very reasonable proposals.
Jim McVeigh, what's wrong with red, white and blue and the Queen's official birthday?
Well, Stephen, there weren't reasonable proposals. Let's be clear about this. I mean, this is a tool that's supposed to be used to sort of encourage festivals, a festive event. It's a tool that's used in other big cities in various parts of the world, and we think it's a great idea, but in order to try and bring some balance to the situation, it was proposed that not only would we light up the City Hall green on St Patrick's Day, that, for example, we would light up the City Hall orange on the 12th. As you said, the rainbow colours on Gay Pride, Polish Independence Day, etc. So there's a certain amount of balance.
The question, Jim McVeigh, the question is this. What is wrong with red, white and blue on the Queen's official birthday?
Well, listen, Stephen, we've been through, 10 weeks of madness over the flying of flags. Does anybody really think it's sensible for Bob and others to make such a silly proposal that we light the City Hall, the whole City Hall, up red, white and blue on the British Queen's birthday or whatever?
Would you find it offensive if it were to be lit up like that?
Well, I know that many, many people would. Stephen, we don't want to see... I mean, Bob made a comment at the start that the City Hall is British. The City Hall isn't British. The City Hall belongs to everyone. It's Irish, it's British. It belongs to every tradition in this city. And what we don't need, surely, after 8 or 10 weeks of madness over the flying of flags...
But Martin McGuinness, the Deputy First Minister, shook hands with the Queen. Hold on a second.
To be lighting the City Hall up, red, white and blue, or indeed green, white and orange, would be madness, because that all that is doing, it would be marking out the City Hall. But this is supposed to be a bit of fun.
Yes, but Jim McVeigh, the point is this. The point is on the Queen's birthday, not in some other la-la day of the week. On the Queen's birthday, can Sinn Féin not tolerate unionists having red, white and blue on the Queen's birthday on the City Hall? Is that where we're at?
Well, Stephen, I'll tell you where we're at. The first occasion on which this new lighting system will be used will be to turn the City Hall orange on the 12th of July. Now, I see for anyone to say that doesn't indicate that our party and the other parties are tolerant, are respectful to other traditions in the city. That's the reality.
But you still can't spell out to me, but it's at the heart of this story, Jim McVeigh. You still cannot spell out to me on the Queen's birthday, on the Queen's birthday, what is offensive with red, white and blue. I understand why you might say that some of your community would find it offensive every other day of the week, because they'd ask a simple question, why now? Yep. But on the Queen's birthday, why is it not tolerable?
Well, Stephen, I'll tell you again. I mean, and I did tell you, you might not like the answer, but I'll tell you again. We don't think it's a good idea to be lighting the City Hall up green, white and orange, red, white and blue. We don't think it's a good idea to be marking out the City Hall in territorial colours. We've had 10 weeks of madness over this issue.
So you don't think the City Hall can celebrate the Queen's birthday?
The City Hall has celebrated the Queen's birthday. upon. We last course of last year, we have committed quite an amount of money for local community festivals. We've had pageants. We've had all sorts of commemorations, Stephen. This is about proportion. Yeah. And, I mean, I think that most people, when they consider that we have agreed, as Republicans in this city, we have agreed, in order to be respectful, that when we use this lighting system, that the City Hall will be lit up orange on the 12th, as well as orange on as well as green on St. Patrick's. But remember what this is about, Stephen. This is about fun. It's about festivals.
Well,
it's not about politics. It shouldn't be about politics. And once again, Bob and the Ulster Unionists and the Unionists more generally have made a huge mistake. They've run under this issue, tried to politicise it, and that's the wrong thing to
do. Let's see what you think at home this morning. 08459 555 678. Are you offended? Or actually, do you think this is a mature decision that has been reached, that the Queen's birthday, red, white and blue, is not tolerated on the Queen's birthday? 08459 555 678. Maura Hendren, here we go again.
Yes, indeed, Stephen. We didn't vote. We abstained on the vote last night, Stephen. And the reason being, there's a procedure for making decisions in the City Hall. This item first came before the diversity group. It was the first time that it was suggested that the six occasions that were passed last night were discussed. And the DUP's first reaction when they saw this was, we want this equality screened. And the good relations manager was able to say they were equality screened. Most of the decisions on the council are equality screened.
Sure, that's all great, and equality screened, I'm sure, is really important.
Night.
But speak to me in ordinary language, Maura Hendren. For those people who want red, white, and blue on the Queen's official birthday,
let me finish our position, Stephen.
Why does the Alliance Party object to it?
We did not object to it. I have emailed the Good Relations Manager to request that these two items be equality screened and follow the procedure that the DUP were so anxious to carry through at the diversity group. When that comes back, and I have no doubt it will pass, and we will have no hesitation in voting that those two occasions, the Queen's official birthday and Remembrance Day, can be celebrated. But if we just go willy-nilly making decisions on the floor of the House without any thought or pre-consultation, we can find ourselves in trouble. In fact, last night, I made a proposal. I made it wrongly. I was corrected. I withdrew the proposal because I was wrong.
It's a fair...
And it was making policy on the floor of the House.
It's a fair point.
We will have no hesitation when this comes back in supporting the proposal.
It's a fair point she's making, Bob Stoker. Put it through an equality assessment.
Yep.
What's your problem?
Absolutely no difficulty whatsoever, but I don't think, you know, every issue needs to be a quality assessed.
But that is the procedure within the council. If you look at any of the minutes or any of the meetings, the equality implications are listed in every item on the agenda.